ततोजयमुदिरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् फिफ्थ कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 13 भवाय नासाय च कर्मकर्त्वम् भवाय नासाय च कर्मकर्त्वम् शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देहजोगम् सुखाय दुःखाय च देहजोगम् अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गधत्ते अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गधत्ते भवाय नासाय च कर्म कर्तुम् शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देहजोगम् अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गधत्ते भवाय नासाय च कर्म कर्तुम् शोकाय मोहाय सदा भयाय सुखाय दुःखाय च देहजोगम् अव्यक्तदिष्टं जनताङ्गधत्ते वर्ड मीनिंग भवाय फॉर बर्थ नासाय फॉर डेथ च ऑल्सो कर्म एक्टिविटी कर्तुम टू डू शोकाय फॉर बिरेवमेंट मोहाय फॉर इल्यूजन सदा ऑलवेज भयाय फॉर फियर सुखाय फॉर हैप्पीनेस दुखाय फॉर डिस्ट्रेस च ऑल्सो देहजोगम कनेक्शन विथ ए मेटेरियल बॉडी अव्यक्त बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड दिष्टम डायरेक्टेड जनता द लिविंग एंटिटीज अंग ओ प्रियव्रत दत्ते एक्सेप्ट सो ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर प्रियव्रत बाय द ऑर्डर ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एक्सेप्ट डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ बॉडीज फॉर बर्थ एंड डेथ एक्टिविटी लैमेंटेशन इल्यूजन फियर ऑफ फ्यूचर डेंजर्स एंड हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी हु हैज कम टू दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड हैज कम हियर फॉर मेटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट बट अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज ओन कर्म एक्टिविटीज ही मस्ट एक्सेप्ट अ सर्टन टाइप ऑफ बॉडी गिवन टू हिम बाय मेटेरियल नेचर अंडर द ऑर्डर ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड आज स्टेटेड इन भगवद्गीता 3:27 प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणै कर्माणि सर्वशः दैट मीन्स एवरीथिंग इज बीइंग डन बाय प्रकृति मैटेरियल नेचर अंडर द डायरेक्शन ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड मॉडर्न साइंटिस्ट डू नॉट नो व्हाई देर आर वेराइटीज ऑफ बॉडीज इन 8,400,000 फॉर्म्स द फैक्ट इज दैट ऑल दीज बॉडीज आर ऑब्टेंड फॉर द लिविंग एंटिटीज बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड अकॉर्डिंग टू द लिविंग एंटिटीज डिजायर्स He gives the living entities freedom to act as they like, but on the other hand, they must accept a body according to the reactions of their activities. Thus, there are different types of bodies, Some living entities have short durations of life, whereas others live for fantastic durations. Every one of them, however, from Brahma down to the ant, acts according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting in everyone's heart. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya Chaham Hridisannivishto Mata Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. It is not a fact, however, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives direction to certain living entities in one way and other living entities in another way. The truth is that every living entity has a certain desire, and the Supreme Lord gives him a chance to fulfill it. The best course, therefore, is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and act according to his desire. One who does so is liberated. Om Ajnanadivinandasya Jnana Janasrakaya Chakshur Namitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. So, Hare Krishna. So today we are giving class on Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 1st chapter, text 13. So here Lord Brahma says to Priyavrata. Priyavrata is a grandson. So Brahma is a Pitamaha. Brahma is Pitamaha for all. Brahma as first son is Swayambhuva Manu. And from Swayambhuva Manu we are all generated. That's why we are called Manusya. We are called human beings. Our name is in Sanskrit, we are called Manusya. Because we come from Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is the son. So Manu is Swayambhuva Manu and his wife is Satarupa. So both of them are the vibhutis of the Lord. That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 16th chapter. Manushyanang Swayambhuvaham Strinang Satarupaham. So they are the opulences or vibhutis of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from Manu we all come. That's why we are called Manusya. So Brahma is therefore called Pitamaha. And the Lord is called Prapitamaha. Because he is the father of Lord Brahma. That's why Padmanabha is there. Anand Padmanabha, we are in the dham of Padmanabha. So Padmanabha means the Lord Vishnu, from whose navel a lotus flower sprouts, and from that lotus flower the Brahma is created. That's why Brahma is called Swayambhu. So Padmanabha, this is the Padmanabha Dham, we are here. So from here, Padmanabha is here, Ananta Padmanabha Kudupu, Ananta Padmanabha is there. So Lord Jagannath is there. Jagannath comes to his elder brother, near, because he was there in the town. So he likes to be with his brother, elder brother, Baladev. That's why he is here, Lord Jagannath. So, Lord is called Prapitamaha. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter by Arjuna. In 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there are so many prayers by Arjuna. 28 numbers of prayers. So in that prayer, Arjuna said, Vayur Jamogni Varuna Sasanka Prajapati Twang Prapitamahasa. Prapitamaha is your Prapitamaha, means a great grandfather. You are my father's father's father. My father, here, this Priyavrata, his father is Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu's father is Brahma, and Brahma's father is Padmanabha. That's why his address is Prapitamaha. So, here Brahma says that my dear son, of course he is grandson, but out of affection he addresses his Tata, means my son, Swayambhuva Manu is his son. So, because Priyavrata was not willing to take family life, family household life, because he has been taught by Narad Muni to take renounced order of life. So in our Vedic civilization, Vedic way of life, there are two ways of life. One is Prabhuti Marga and another is Nibruti Marga. Those who go through Prabhuti Marga, there are four kinds of social order. One is not social order, it is spiritual order. First is Brahmachari, then Grihastha, then Vanaprastha, then Sannyas. But those who take renounced order of life, there is no such orders. They directly go to renounced order of life. That is called Nibruti Marga. Narad Muni has advised Priyavrata to take to this Nibruti Marga, because Narad Muni was in this Nibruti Marga. He was from the very beginning, he is Brahmachari. He remains in the renounced order of life. So, but when it is requested by his father, Swayambhu Manu, to take to family life, so that to rule over the kingdom, after his younger son, Uttanapada, he passed away, then Dhruva passed away. So he requested his elder son, Priyavrata, to take to household life and to rule over the country. But he was not willing. That's why Lord Brahma is giving instructions from Shastra, Vedic literature, that you should take this household life, this family life you should take. So in various, he has come with other his sons also, and with the Vedic scriptures he has come. So he is giving reason from this Vedic literatures. So, as previously it was stated by Lord Brahma, Sivaji is there, and Brahma is there, Swayambhuva Manu, and this Narad Muni, they are all great personalities. They are Mahajanas. Out of 12 Mahajanas, these 4 Mahajanas are there. So, now Lord Brahma says, Bhavaya Nasaya Cha Karma Kartum. Actually, we have no birth or no death. No, bhava means birth, nasa means death. We, the living entities, have no birth and death. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, by the Lord to Arjuna. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayang bhutva bhavitavana bhuya ajo nitya sasato yang purana na hanyate hanyaman sarire. Because Arjuna was not willing to fight, because he was giving so many arguments that how can I kill my grandfather, this Pitamaha, this Brahma, Bhismadev, and my spiritual master, Dronacharya, and my near and dear ones, how can I kill? So, in that question, or to that his query, the Lord said that actually no one is being killed. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. There is neither birth nor death of any living entity. No jayate mriyate va kadachit. Nayang bhutva bhavitavana bhuya. Not that we were generated and at one time we will be destroyed. No. We are always there. Nitya sasvatoyam purana. We always remain. We are, that's why he called Nitya. And we are also very old, just like the Lord. Nitya sasvatoyam purana. No hanyate hanyamana sarira. Even if our bodies are destroyed, bodies are killed, but we are not killed. Even if our body is destroyed, body perished, but we are not perished. So here, but because we have taken this body, this is a temporary body, this body is not eternal. We are eternal, but this body is not eternal. We have taken this temporary body because of our karma, karma bandhana. Here it is said karma kartum. And because out of our past activities, whatever we have done, fruitive activities we have done, that's why we have got this body. In this life, we have got this body. Some are getting animal body, some are getting human body, some are getting demigod's body. So many bodies are there, 84 are stated here, 8,400,000, that is 84 lakh kinds of bodies are there, material bodies. So, It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that purusha prakrutisto hi bhunkte prakrutijan guran karanam gunasangasya sadasat joni janmasu. Because we want to enjoy this material world, that's why we are affected by the modes of material nature. That's why we are getting, some are getting higher forms of life, some are getting lower forms of life. Here also Prabhupada says that some are having fantastic years of age, just like Brahma. He is living 100 years, but his one day is our 1,000 yugas. In Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter it is said, Sahasra yuga parjantam aharjat brahmana vidu. The one day of Lord Brahma is equivalent to our 1,000 yugas. So we are living in Kali Yuga, which the span of Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. And twice the span is that of Dwapara, that is 8,64,000. Thrice of Kali Yuga, that is 12,96,000, is the span of Treta Yuga. And in Satya Yuga, the time span is 4 times of Kali Yuga, that is 17,28,000. So if we mix, if we add Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, it will be around 43,20,000 years. This is only one Yuga. If it is multiplied into 1,000, so it comes to 4,32,00,000 years. 43,20,000 years. That is 1,000 yuga. This is one day of Brahma. Actually, that is not. That is one yuga. 43,20,000 is one yuga. Satya Tatva Dapar Kali. If it is multiplied into 1,000, it comes to 432 crores. This is one day of Brahma. So we cannot imagine. So according to one's karma, according to one's fruitive activity, one gets a form of life accordingly. So Brahma here says, Bhavaya Nasaya cha Karma Kartum. So whichever form we may get in the material world, even if it is Brahma's body, but still then it is subject to destruction. Anything which is created is to be destroyed. Jatasya hi dhruva mrutyu, Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter it is said. So anyone who takes birth means he is sure to die. Jatasya hi dhruva mrutyu. Here Brahma also says like that, Bhavaya nasaya cha karma kartum. Shokaya mohaya sada bhayaya. So this material world, this is material disease. Soka moho bhaya. This is soka moho bhaya. These are the material diseases. There are so many diseases. Doctors, they identify, they recognize, yes, you are having this disease, so they prescribe medicines for that. But there is no medicine for this bhavaroga by our medical science. Modern medical science. But there is a cure or there is a medicine for this bhavaroga. That is why our sadhu vaidya Vyasadev, he is a doctor. He is a sadhu doctor. He is a real doctor. He knows we are having this material disease. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 7th chapter, it is described. So, after Narad Muni gave instructions to Brahma, gave instruction to Vyasa that you have written so many, you have compiled so many Vedic literatures, Veda, Upanishad, etc., Upara, Purana, etc., but you have not written the pure pastimes of the Lord. That's why you are not being satisfied. So, after departure of Narad Muni, Vyasadev, in his Bhadrikasrama, he, after taking bath, he sat in meditation. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranito amare apasat purusang purnang mayang cha tadapasrayam. So while he was meditating the Lord, he saw the Lord, he saw his form. How did he see his form? Na mayang cha tadapasrayam. This illusory energy, this material world, this illusory energy, this is called maya. This is called Bahiranga Maya. So Vyasadeva saw this Maya, this Bahiranga Maya, in the backside of the Lord. Maya ante tadapasrayam. This Maya, jaya samohita jiva, this Maya is moho, means illusion. By the illusion of Maya, all the living entities are illusion, eluded or something like that, illusion, are under illusion of this Maya. So this is our material disease. This is our material disease. Nobody knows that we are having a material disease. Most of the people do not know that we are having this material disease. So, but Vyasadeva knows that these living entities, they are under this material disease that is called anartha. So, anartha upasamang sakshat bhakti yoga madukhyaje lokasya ajanat vidvan chakriya satata sangita. So, because we are in this material world, because we are under the illusory energy of the Lord, that is called anartha. This is material disease. So we do not know that we are having this material disease, but Vyasadeva knows. So he wanted to cure the living entities of this material disease, anartha upasamang, to cure the material disease of the living entities. So he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, Chakre Satata Sangitam. This Satata Sangitam, this Bhagavatam we are reading, this is Satata Sangita. This is written by Vyasadeva. It is for the devotees only, Sattvata. Sattvata means the Lord's devotees. For the devotees, this Vedic literature is written especially for these devotees, Sattvata Sangita. This Bhagavatam is such a literature that jasyang bhai shruye manayam. Just when we start to hear, even if we have not heard all the Srimad Bhagavatam, just we have started to hear jasyang bhai shruye manayam. So the result is that Krishna param purushe bhakti rutpadate. This devotional service is aroused. Devotional service for the Lord, Krishna param purushe, the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Krishna, for him devotional service arises. Bhakti Rutpadet Punsa. And its main benefit is Krishna Prema. But the secondary benefit, immediate benefit is Soka Moho Bhaya Paha. This is here stated. Soka Moho Sada Bhaya. So all in these living entities are under always Soka Moho and Bhaya. Soka means lamentation for the past. Suppose we are having something valuable, articles which are stolen or lost, for that we are having soka, means lamentation. Moho means illusion, and bhaya means for the future. There is fear, bhaya, for the future. What will happen? Uncertainty is there. So this soka, moho, bhaya, these are the material diseases. Soka, moho, bhaya. So all these material diseases will be cured if we just start to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyang bhai shruye manayam, Krishna param purushe bhakti rutpadate punsa. Just when we start to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then we develop devotional service to the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Lord Jagannath. So its main result is we will get Krishna prema. But secondary result is that this soka moho bhaya, these will be removed. We will be cured of these material diseases. The symptoms is lamentation, illusion and fear. Soka moho bhaya. So here Lord Brahma says that Priyavrata Anga, here addresses him as Anga. Anga means Priyavrata. Anga, this word is addressed for affection. Affectionately, if we call somebody my son or like that, similarly, Anga is, this word is used, Anga. Here also, Lord Brahma addresses Priyavrata as Anga. My dear, everyone is suffering in this material world for this lamentation, this moha, this illusion, and bhaya means fear. And also, not only that, these are the only symptoms of material life, but there are also other symptoms like sukhaya, dukhaya, cha deha yogam. Sometimes we get sukha, we get happiness. Sometimes we get distress. Sukhaya, dukhaya. This material world is like that. We'll get some happiness and then some distress. So this sukha, this question is asked by Maitreya, Vidura to Maitreya in third canto, fourth chapter, fourth or fifth chapter. It is question is asked that everyone wants to get happiness in this material world, or even here in Mangalore also. No one likes to get distress. Everyone, so many vehicles are passing by because they are all in search of happiness. Where to get happiness? Where to get some money or earn something, and so that we will get happiness. Everyone is trying for this happiness, and this is also stated by Vidura to Maitreya Muni that everyone sukhaya karmani karoti loke. Everyone wants to get happiness. For that they do various activities, fruitive activities they do. Sukhaya karmani karoti loke. But surprisingly, they don't get this happiness. Nate sukhang ba anyad uparamang ba. Neither do they get happiness, nor they get relief from distress. That's why it is stated by Vidura that sukhaya karmani karoti loke, nate sukhang ba anyad uparamang ba. Jadatra yukthang bhagavan vadena. So, what should we do to get real happiness? This question is asked. Vidura Muni, in the first four chapters, there is Vidura Uddhava Sambhad. So in the fifth chapter, Uddhava says to Vidura that the Lord has given instructions to you through Maitreya Muni. So you go there and he will give the instructions of the Lord. So he went there to Haridwar. So from the fifth chapter it starts. So Vidura asked this question in the fifth chapter that sukhaya karmani karoti loke nate sukham ba anyad uparam ba vindyanta bhuya tatayeva dukham. Though everyone tries to get happiness, but they get distress only. Vindyanta bhuya tatayeva dukham. They get distress only. Their happiness, they don't get happiness. And jagatra juktam bhagavan badena. Why don't they get happiness? Why do they get distress even if they do not like? Because what should they do? Jadatra juktam bhagavan badena. Please tell me what they should do so that they will get happiness. This question is asked by Vidura to Maitreya in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, fifth chapter, second question, the second verse. So here also Brahma says that sukhaya, according to our activities, fruitive activities, whatever pious activities we have done, we will get happiness. And whatever sinful activities we have done, we will get distress. Sukha and dukkha, these will come according to our past activities. So, deha yogam, because we have received this material body, deha yoga. We have received this material body, so our whatever happiness we will get, whatever distress we will get, that is all destined, predestined, according to our previous activities, previous lives. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sri. These four things are determined, predetermined. Before we take birth, these four things are predetermined. It is stated by Lord Kunti Devi in his prayer to the Lord. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sri. Which birth one will get, how many opulence he will get, how much beauty he will get, and how much education he will get, everything is determined according to our previous activities. Janma Aishwarya Sutta Sevi. So here Lord Brahma also says like that. Sukhaya dukhaya cha deha yogam abhyakta distam janatanga dhatte. Abhyakta distam, it is all determined by the Lord that you will get this body, you will get this much happiness, you will get this much distress or sorrow, and everything is determined according to our past life. Abhyakta. The Lord is not vyakta. Lord is vyakta for those who have surrendered to Him. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavrta. मूढ़ोयंग नाभिजानाति लोकमामजम भयम्। द लॉर्ड इज व्यक्त, लॉर्ड मैनिफेस्ट हिमसेल्फ जस्ट लाइक हियर लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ हैज मैनिफेस्टेड एंड नियर बाय कुडुपू ऑल्सो लॉर्ड पद्मनाभ हैज मैनिफेस्टेड। बट टू हूम ही इज मैनिफेस्टेड? दोज हु हैव सरेंडर्ड टू हिम। दोज हु डू नॉट सरेंडर टू हिम ही रिमेन्स ए मिस्टिक। दे डोंट एक्सेप्ट, दे डोंट थिंक दैट एक्चुअली लॉर्ड इज हियर। दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इट। So here Lord Brahma's point is that yes, according to the Lord's desire, everything is going on. So it is Lord's desire that you should take this family life. And I mean, other verses also Brahma will advise him that you take to this family life. It will be better for you, and it is as per the instructions of the Lord. So after getting the instructions of Brahma, Lord Brahma, then he took to this family life, and then he married, and then his basically his succession, this Vamsa Parampara will come. This from this Priyavrata will come Agnedra. He is the eldest son. He has having 10 sons. He will be having 2 wives, one from one wife 10 sons, and the second wife 3 important sons. One is Uttama, second is Tamasa, third is Raivata. These are the 3 Manus. So Prabhu's question is like that: who is the Manu? No, Swayambhuva Manu.
Swayambhuva Manu. अलग अलग जो मनु है तो वो समय जो जीव सृष्टि हुआ उनका नाम क्या था?
सो ये फास्ट मनु, फास्ट मनु इज स्वयंभू मनु। फास्ट मनु इज स्वयंभू मनु। फ्रॉम हिम दिस ह्यूमन बींग्स हैव कम, दैट्स व्हाई देयर नेम इज कॉल्ड मनुष्य। सेकंड इज स्वारसिस, थर्ड इज उत्तम। आई जस्ट स्टेड द 3 सन्स ऑफ दिस प्रियव्रत, उत्तम, तामस एंड रईव्रत। दीज आर दी थर्ड, फोर एंड फिफ्थ मनुज। सिक्स्थ मनु इज चाक्षुष मनु, एंड सेवेंथ मनु इज वैवस्वत मनु। नाउ वी आर इन द रेन ऑफ वैवस्वत मनु, सेवेंथ मनु। सेवेंथ मनुज 28th कड़ी। सेवेंथ मनु वैवस्वत मनु हैज पास्ट सत्य त्रेता द्वापर कड़ी लाइक दैट ऑलरेडी। 27 सर्कल्स हैव बीन पास्ट इन द 28th सत्ययुग, देन त्रेता युग लॉर्ड रामचंद्र केम, देन द्वापर युग लॉर्ड कृष्ण केम, देन कलि युग लॉर्ड महाप्रभु केम, केतन महाप्रभु केम। सो वी आर आफ्टर दिस महाप्रभु एडवेंट वी हैव कम नाउ इन द सेवेंथ मनु ऑफ दिस। दिस इज द 51st ईयर ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा हैज पास्ड ऑलरेडी 50 ईयर्स, इट इज सेड। दिस इज सेकेंड परार्ध। हिज लाइफ स्पैन इज डिवाइडेड इन टू। फर्स्ट इज प्रथम परार्ध, सेकेंड इज सेकेंड परार्ध। सो लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इज नाउ इन 151st ईयर। इन हिज फर्स्ट 50 ईयर्स द लॉर्ड जगन्नाथ डजंट अपीयर। लॉर्ड इज नीलमाधव, ही इज प्रेड बाय एज नीलमाधव। इन द सेकेंड परार्ध ब्रह्मा द लॉर्ड अपीयर्स एज जगन्नाथ। इट इज इन स्कंद पुराण स्टेटेड बाय अवर भक्तिगुरु नारायण से महाराज। ये इट इज इन फर्स्ट कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर, दैट पॉइंट इज देयर दैट एक्चुअली आफ्टर सत्य इज द्वापर, देन इट इज त्रेता, देन इट कलि। इट इज स्टेटेड इन फर्स्ट कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर इज स्टेटेड। सो व्हाई दिस हैपेंड? सो द्वापरे फर्स्ट कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 14 इट इज स्टेटेड। द्वापरे समनुप्राप्ते तृतीय युग पर्याय जात पराशर जोगी वासभ्याम कलया हरे। श्रीमद्भागवत फर्स्ट कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 14। सो यस, टेक्स्ट 14। सो व्हाई दिस हैपेंड? बिकॉज दिस कृष्णा विल कम एंड देन महाप्रभु विल कम, दैट इज स्टैंडर्ड। प्रभुपाद महाराज सेज लाइक दैट। There is a chronological order of four millenniums, namely Satya, Dwapara, Treta and Kali. But sometimes there is overlapping. During the regime of Vaibhasvatan, that is 28 Manu, there was an overlapping of the 28th round of the four millenniums. And the third millennium appeared prior to the second. In that particular millennium, Lord Sri Krishna also descends. It is for that reason that Lord came, Krishna came, that's why this Dwapara came. After Tritya. Because after Lord Krishna, there will be Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the history of Vyasadeva's birth. Vyasadeva was took birth there at that time. Some particular alteration. Because Vyasadeva will come, then he will compile this Vedic literature, all these things for that. Vyasadeva during came at that time.
That means generally Dwapara comes.
After Satya. After Satya, Dwapara. Dwapara means second. Du means Dwa.
Tri-tra,
yeah. This question is asked. Okay, thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudev ki, Ananda Koti Vaishnava ki.